شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين، بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرأ إلى الله. We will continue with the manasik of Hajj Tamattu. It was mentioned that Hajj Tamattu is made of Umrah Tamattu and Hajj. Umrah Tamattu has 5 acts and Hajj Tamattu has 13. The A'mal of Umrah Tamattu are as follows: 1. Ihram in Miqat, 2. Tawaf, 3. The prayer after the Tawaf, 4. Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, 5. Taqsir. What is Ihram? As an introduction, part of Mecca that you see in the map and surrounding it is known as the Haram. It is the sacred peaceful sanctity of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The plains of Mina and Mash'arul Haram too are part of the Haram. The plains of Arafat are not part of the Haram. So Arafat, it is not part of the Haram. The sacred sanctity, it is known as the Haram. And the rest of the land worldwide is known as Hill. Even Jeddah and Medina are Hill. Haram is said in this context that this land is sacred and it is the sanctity of this land which has to be observed. Masjidul Haram is that mosque which is very sacred. Haram means sacred. The land has its own rulings. Everything therein is sacred. For example, you cannot fight there. No animal, no living creature should be hurt there. The trees therein cannot be removed, so much so that the sand, earth and the rocks of it cannot be removed or relocated to another place. And if someone does remove it to another spot, must return to its original place. If something was lost in the Haram, no one has a right to touch it. In brief, it is the sacred peaceful shelter of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One of the rulings of the Haram is that every Muslim who intends to enter the Haram, be very careful over here, pay attention to this, not just Masjidul Haram, but Haram, whoever intends to enter the Haram, he must enter it with the Ihram. If he does not, he has committed a sin. But those who are in transit and frequently pass through the Haram, like drivers, for them, one Umrah Mufrada every month will be sufficient. They do not need to be Muhrim, that is to be in the Ihram, to enter the Haram. The place where the Ihram is worn is called Miqat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has designated 5 places as Miqat. 1. Zul Hulayfa or Masjid Shajar is the Miqat of the inhabitants of Medina. Hajis travelling to Medina first get Muhrim from this Miqat. Juhfa is the Miqat of those who come for Hajj from Egypt. Hajis who travel to Medina on their return get Muhrim from this Miqat. 3. Yalamlam is the Miqat of the inhabitants of Yemen. 4. Wadi Aqiq is the Miqat for those coming from Iraq. 5. Qarnul Manazil is the Miqat for the Hajis from Ta'if. These Miqats do not differ. Every Muslim must get Muhrim from one of these Miqats before entering the Haram. And those who are between these Miqats and Mecca, they can get muhrim from the...
Mawlana, from which miqat did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam get muhrim from? Thank you.
Hajjatul Wida, he and his companions got muhrim from Masjid Shajara. And Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam, who was returning from Yemen, got muhrim in Yalamlam. Juhfa too was the separation point of caravans in the olden days, witnessed another historical event therein. This is upon their return from Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. 3 miles from Juhfa is Ghadir Khum. Jibreel descends and reveals to the Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, Ya ayyuha ar-rasool, بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. Prophet, deliver what has been revealed to you from your Lord, and if you do it not, then you have not delivered his message, and Allah will protect you from the people. Surely Allah will not guide the unbelieving people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam instructed all the Hajis to stop and those who had already left to return. Ghadir Khum was a lake between the two mountains, like a natural stadium. A pulpit was made with the hawda, the back carriage of the camels. It was midday, 18th of Dhul Hijjah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave a lengthy sermon, and he held Ali alayhi salam and said, He whose master I am, this Ali is his master, and instructed all to extend their allegiance to Ali and greet him as Amirul Mu'mineen. At the end of this historical event, which had seen the most number of witnesses in history, this ayah was revealed. Al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radhitu lakum al-islam deena. This day have I perfected you, your religion, and completed my favor on you, and chosen for you Islam as a religion. One other point to note regarding the miqat of Dhul-Hulayfa, most of the ulama are of the opinion that Ihram has to be worn inside the mosque, but the rest of the miqats, the area where the miqat is located, would suffice. Inside the mosque is not necessary. We will now get ready for the Ihram, because God has said we are setting off for Hajj. First it's the wealth, then our homes, then the area we live in, then the town, then the country we leave and arrive at that hot blazing land. We will have to separate from our clothing, our footwear, hats, mirrors, perfumes, fragrances, hair, every adornment, every ornament, women, halal, contacts, all have to be left aside, away from every attachment, free from every bond. We will embark on a journey to pay the ultimate visit. We will then perform a mustahab ghusl for the ihram, followed by 6 raka'at of mustahab prayers. Ihram has 3 mandatory acts. First, niyat, that is, we intend we wear the ihram of umrah tamattu for hajjatul islam qurbatan ilallah. 2, wearing the ihram for men, but women are allowed to enter ihram with their regular clothing. 3, saying labbaik, I have come, O Lord, hearkening to your call, I have come. The only wajib recital in Hajj and Umrah is the talbiyah, saying labbaik, and the remaining are actions, prayers, meditation, real living. And this is the reality, that is, say and talk little, work and act more. It is the actions that will remain, not speeches and talks. To enter ihram, saying labbaik once is wajib, and repeating it until the city limits of Mecca are seen is mustahab. The recital of talbiyah, like prayers, has to be said properly, clearly, and in correct Arabic. I will recite it once. It is labbaik, not labbaik. Labbaik, labbaik. All are incorrect. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk. لا شريك لك لبيك وسبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم.